The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50 verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Howard Mills and serves as resident pastor of the Kodesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Na e yewa Yeah. Yesu na wa ye. worship. Let heaven hear you. Come, we worship. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Let's sing it again. You are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. For the last time, you are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place. You are God of you are God, you are God, you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
Hallelujah. There's never a time, there's never a time that there has been elections and then you have to go to court to find out whether God won the elections or not. There's no place for argument. Hallelujah. There's never a time where you have to go and recount the votes and see whether God won or he didn't win. Lift your hands and sing again. You are God. From beginning to the end. Let's sing it again. Come on.
So you are God. You
everybody are lift your God. Two hands and sing to the Lord.
From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God.
God.
You are God.
You are God.
From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God.
One more time.
You are God.
You are God.
From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
For the very last time. You are God.
You are God.
You are God.
From beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. He's God by himself. I said he's God by himself. I said he's God by himself. He doesn't need you to be God. He doesn't need any president to be God. He doesn't need elections to be God. He doesn't need to go and convince voters to vote for him. He's God all by himself. May this God rule and reign in your life. You didn't shout amen. May this God dominate every aspect of your life. Shout your loudest amen. Are you here this morning? Just sit down for a brief moment and bless God for what God is doing. Bless God for his presence. Bless God for his power. And we bless God for opportunity to come and pray. Are you grateful to that for that opportunity that you can come and pray to a God who is God by himself? Hallelujah. He's God by himself. What a blessing. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And this morning, as in this hour of prayer, this season of prayer, I just want us to again believe God and emphasize that with God, all things are possible. If you didn't say amen, you are suspect. With God, every situation shall bow. Amen. Let me just read a familiar passage of scripture to us. Psalm 100, as we continue in our prayer. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. All right. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. Somebody made you. And if the person made you, he can remake you. Anything that is out of shape, the person can remake you. If your car was made by Toyota and the car breaks down, the original part of the car is sold by the Toyota agents. Am I talking to anybody here? You don't take your Toyota car to the shoemaker, because shoemaker doesn't make cars. You take your car to the one who manufactured car. God made you. May God correct everything that is out of shape in your life. Are you still here? Right. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Amen. For the Lord is what? Good. We continue to tell your neighbor, the Lord is good. Let the person see the goodness in your face. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Amen. We've come to pray to a very, very good God. The Bible says, if you being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father. The Lord is very good. But you see, this passage, when you read it from the Message Bible, it is very interesting. Bishop Nee, very, very interesting passage from the Message Bible. So let me read it to you again from verse 1. From verse 1. It says, on your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into his presence. Verse 3. Know this. God is God. And God, made us. We didn't make him. We are his people. His well-tended sheep. May you be God's well-tended sheep. Now, the verse 4 is the verse that is interesting to me. Enter with the password. Thank you. Hallelujah. Enter with what? The password. Violet, do you have password on your phone? What is it? 221177. Everybody has a password. And when you get the when I get the password to your ATM card, I'm very rich. If I hold your ATM and I have the password, I'll become rich. Depending on who you are, of course. Are you there? If I get your phone and I have the password, I have access to everything on your phone. everything you have access to it. So password is the thing that you need to enter into people's wealth. That is why thieves and all these guys, they tell you that don't never say your password on the phone. I mean, that's what the bankers will tell you. Don't put it on whatever anyway, or mix it up. If your password is 4216, mix it up 6142. So nobody would really know it, because your password is a code to your prosperity and to your wealth. So if somebody gets access to your password, the person is coming right into your wealth. Now look at it. It says here, enter with the password. Now God is so kind. He has given all of us his password. Password to your prosperity. Password to God's blessing for your life. Password to God's prosperity. Password to your healing. Password to your new job. Password to your marriage. Password to your password to everything that is in God. Hallelujah. And the password is what? Thank you. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? Amen. Enter with the password. Thank you. Make yourselves at home talking praise. Thank him. Worship him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. Amen. I said amen. This morning, I want you to know that you have access to God's wealth. You have access to your healing that is in God. Amen. You have access to every blessing that you can obtain from God. If you can say thank you, that is the password. Ask your neighbor, what is God's password? Ask your neighbor, what is God's password? What was the answer? You see, the way sometimes we approach God, we can't get the things we want so easily. We come and then you open your mouth, Lord, today what am I going to eat? That is not how to access God. Are you there? Because the thing is not working. When you come, Lord God, you write your to-do list of things that you want God to do, 17 things you want God to do for you. It's all good. God will take his time. God will be doing it for you. But for you yourself to gain access to God, you've got to say, thank you. Can I have an amen? You know that even if you have children who are, and then, you know, children are different. Some children demand. Others are grateful. You have a child that is grateful, you feel like doing more for the child. Who can understand what I'm saying this morning? Are you there? If you have a child and the child is always saying, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. And so on, the child is, I'm grateful. And all that and so on. Or anybody at all that shows gratitude, you like to do more. If I give you 20 cedis and you keep thanking me, oh, I'm so grateful for the 20 cedis, I'll be shocked. 20 cedis, the next time I'll make it 100 cedis. Next time I'll make it $100. Because of the gratitude that you expressed, you have accessed my prosperity. Am I talking to anybody here? So this morning, may we access God's prosperity. I said, may you access God's prosperity. There's a lot of things in God, though. Where's your phone? Because if I look at this lady's phone, it is not just phone numbers. There's Facebook. There is her Twitter. There is even perhaps her bank details may be on this phone. WhatsApp. Mobile money is on this phone. All of them is there. So if I can access the password, it's possible that I become very rich. But nobody will steal your phone in the name of Jesus. We curse every armed robbery and every wickedness and every plan of the enemy against any life here in Jesus' name. May God remove wicked people far away from you. We barricade the hand of the evil one that shall be researched against your life. You know, this type of armed robbery is coming so much all the time. May God preserve you. Anybody who has a plan against your life, may their legs be broken in the name of Jesus. Anybody who wants to attack you, may their children be fatherless. We curse wickedness in the name of Jesus. May their wives be without husbands. May God cut their lives short in the name of Jesus. Wickedness will not prevail in your life. I said, wickedness will not prevail in your life. Wicked people will not gain access into your life. Wicked people will never gain access into your wealth and prosperity. May the blood preserve you. May the blood preserve you. May the blood keep you. May the blood sustain you. In the name of Jesus, every time you go out, you will come home safely. You will not be accosted by wicked people. When you go out, you come back home safely. Your children will go out and come safely. Your wife, your husband will go out and come safely. When they travel, there will be no armed robber on the Kumasi Road, on the Shikani Road, anywhere. In the name of Jesus, we deliver ourselves from wickedness and from satanic manipulation and from people who are on drugs and people who are being controlled by devils, destroying and cursing and destroying lives. We curse them. 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 May they fall into their own pits. May the sword they draw, may the sword kill them themselves. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Anyway, I'm talking about password. Somebody say amen. Are you there? Enter the password. Thank you. So if I can access this young lady's phone, I have access to so many things. So I want all of us here, just for a few minutes, stand to your feet. I want us to enter God's password this morning. I know you have requests. I know you have things you want God to do for you. Maybe you're traveling, you want journey messages, or maybe you're believing God for a husband and wife, for healing, for the touch of God, for a breakthrough. But I want you to lift your hands up and say thank you to God. Just lift your hands up and enter the password. Enter the password. Say thank you to God. Kandorobo shiki mahatosi. Zimbrando kabandiri mahatos. Bandiri bazi. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him this morning. Thank him. This morning. Enter the pathway. Enter the pathway. Thank him. Thank him. Rakoto shaka mahatos. Zandarababababandarabo shiki mahatos. Oh, everybody lift your voice and say thank you to him. Enter God's pathway. And access your healing. Access your deliverance. Access the blessing of God. By saying thank you. By saying thank you. The wealth of God. The goodness of God. The favor of God. Rekobahato shakani. Yenderababababababababoshi. Rebababababasita. Mahakobababababababababa. Lift your voice to God. Lift your hands to him. Say thank you. No time for any request yet. It's time to say thank you. It's time to say thank you. It's time to say thank you. It's time to bless his name. Say thank you to him. Enter with the pathway. Thank you. Enter with the pathway. Oh, Attitude disqualifies you for your promotion. Somebody say, Bishop, say it again. I'm saying that ingratitude, it disqualifies you from your promotion. So put that scripture up again, verse 4, Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter with the password. Thank you. Amen. I said amen. I sang this morning, somebody needs to say thank you to God for a certain deliverance God has brought your way. And you're preparing your way for a greater deliverance. The impossible thing that has been standing your way, but in this season of prayer, they will melt like ice in the name of Jesus. They will burn like fire, they burn like chaff in the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? Do you believe God for that? I said, do you believe God? You know, one day a young lady danced, and she danced so well that it pleased the king. And the king said, what do you want? And the young lady said, I want the head of John the Baptist. And the king said, the way I am happy and I'm pleased, I'm going to cut the head. Before you realize, at the end of the party, there's a plate, a big plate came with the head of John the Baptist dancing on the head. If you can please God in your praise and worship, in your becoming thankful to God, there's nothing that God cannot, even human being. Human being will cut off a head just because he's happy with you. Lift your hand and bless the name of the Lord right now this morning. Bless him. Bless him for life. Bless him. Say, Lord, I'll be grateful to you. I have needs, I have requests, but today this moment, I want to say thank you. Yeah, lift your hand and bless him. Lift your hand and say thank you to him. Lift your hand and honor him. Mako rakabatosi, zambrando kafali matoka balida, branduki fato rondi kamandi rimosi. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Enter his gate, his thanksgiving. Enter the service. Enter his presence. Access God's blessing. Access God's favor with thanksgiving. Karonda Siba Hatoki. Bradoki Bali Mosiki Fatata. Rabakon Balita Koranda Sibani. Praise God today. Bless him this morning. Thank him this morning. Say, Lord, I thank you for life. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you. I thank you. Lift your voice and thank him. Lift your voice and thank him. Lift your voice. For promotion today, may you be qualified for your healing.
I have no,
he's a qualified flesh. He will do it for you. He will do it for you. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Bless him. Bless him. His presence is here. His power is here.
Yes,
Horako Kapanderiosi Zebrando Kapalimo Kafata. Hey, Rabando Tirandeli Rababai Kaba Zobrandi Fakoro Nisi Brakatata Rayi Toroni Kifani Rimo. My Jesus. My Jesus.
For you.
My Jesus. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Speak a blessing. Honor him. Honor him. Honor him today. Honor him this morning. Enter with the password. Enter with the password. Enter with the password. Enter with the password. Haya kabato rakabale.
Power of my own. I depend. I depend.
Oh Jesus,
I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own. I depend on you.
Yes. Let his presence fill our home. Let his presence fill our church today. Let his presence fill every life here tonight.
Holy Spirit.
Brando, Carrando, Sibranda, Fandiri, Moshi.
I depend on you.
Oh Jesus.
Power.
Oh Jesus,
yes,
Jesus,
Shirawo. Yeshirawo, 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 Asafo Yehovah, oh yeah, oh, I love you, Yeshirawo, Yeshirawo, Asafo Yehovah. Soroni asasi efo wodi kopla eria awa wajima alope ya sawa she na ye hulu se wosa ye yi. Yadi wasidaka, yadi wasidaka, yadi wasidaka, ahine yadi wasidaka, masya meji, wokwane mejefo, semanda wasia, mayota. Masia metio,
masia metio,
wokwa, semanda wasia, nyamie, oh nyamie, nyamie, meye ya,
meye ya, yeshi wara,
nyamie, metupona,
metupona.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. When the people praise him, the earth yields its increase. When you thank God, blessings come. May your business yield its increase as you praise him. May your marriage bring increase as you praise him. May your ministry see increase as you praise him. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. I see increase coming to you in the name of Jesus. This month of month shall be a good month for you. I said this month of month shall be a good month for you. March, you see increase in your life. Increase in your finances. Increase in the anointing. Increase in your ministry. Increase in the strength of your health. Receive increase in the name of Jesus. May your business yield increase. I said, may your business yield increase. You will not be going down. May God deliver you from every debt and every crisis and every wrong move in Jesus' name. May the earth yield its increase. May your earth yield its increase. When others are complaining, may you see promotion in your life.
When others are saying it's not going to work, may you see God working in your life. May your earth bring forth increase. May your earth yield increase. May your shop be busy all the time. May people come in and out, buying and buying and buying. May you see profit in your business. May you see promotion in your health. May your earth bring increase in Jesus' name. This month of March will be a good month for you. I said it will be a good month for you. Clap your hand, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Are you excited? I sense an anointing in this place. Anointing of increase. There's going to be something that has not worked. It's going to start working now. It will yield. It will yield. It will yield. It will yield. I see a mango tree. This mango tree was withered. Only the mangoes on them were all sick and diseased. But suddenly, the God started changing the man. The big, big, fat mangoes. I see your land bringing increase. I see your field yielding increase. I see your business yielding increase. What used to emaciate is now bringing forth increase in your life. You see increase in your life in the name of Jesus. Your ministry will not diminish. Your business will not diminish. Your health will not diminish. May you yield increase in Jesus' name. May you see increase you've never seen in Jesus' name. This month of March. I said this month of March. You are going to see increase on every side of your life. Increase in your home. Increase in your business. Increase in your finances. Increase in your ministry. Increase in your academic achievement. May you receive increase in Jesus' name. Then the earth will yield. You yield. You'll not go to the farm and come with nothing. You'll not go to job and come with no profit. You'll not go to work and see no increase. May your earth yield increase. I said, may your earth yield increase. Do you believe it?
Yes.
How many of you are expecting good things in the month of March? I see your land yielding. Profit you have never seen before. Profit you have never seen before. Kandolo lobo shiki bahatosi. Zabrando kabandiri bahato. Brakumbali sakondi kibatata. Zobrandi farandi ketoro.
I receive it.
Zabandi kafata kandi. May you shield, may your bring faith, your land bring increase.
Yes.
May your field bring increase.
Yes.
May your ministry see increase.
Jesus.
May your finances see increase.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What has not worked, it will start working.
Jesus.
I said, what has not worked, it will start working.
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Are you here to pray?
Yes.
You are going to pray, call on God. Your land, your field, your business, your ministry, your home, it will yield increase.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. And turn your Bible with me to Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel 37. Look at it very quickly. All right. In Ezekiel 37, it's a familiar passage. Listen, with God, all things are possible. You didn't say amen, you are a suspect. Hallelujah. I see God making things possible in your life. I see God turning things around in your life. I see difficult situations bowing to you. Remember the time when Jesus went out with Peter and some tax collectors accosted him and asked Peter, does your master pay taxes? And I think it's in Matthew 17. Does your master pay taxes? And Peter said, yes, he does. He pays taxes. And Jesus told, when they went home, he asked Peter, what did they say? What were they asking you? Doesn't, who pays taxes? Are they the sons or those who are slaves? And Peter said that, no, those who are slaves, the sons don't pay taxes. But the Bible says that, that's Matthew 17, yeah. The Bible says that Jesus said that you will not offend anybody. Go out there. Go to the seaside. Go and catch. Say the go and throw in the line. The first fish you catch, open the mouth. God is a God of impossibilities. Did you say amen?
He said, catch the fish. Open the mouth. And when, he said, that when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give it to them for me and for you. Say amen. Now, this is a fantastic, one of the most amazing miracles in the Bible. That Peter will take his line, hook and sinker, go to the riverside, throw in the line with a little whatever baits. And when he throws it in and he begins to draw, there's a huge fish. The question is that, at what stage, you know, when you see a miracle, one miracle, I always say that one miracle that God will do for you is equal to several miracles. Somebody say amen. Actually, one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle equals to your miracle. Do you understand what I'm saying? I said one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle equals to your miracle. What you see as an end result is a God of impossibility who has actually stepped in to reorganize everything. Because you see, as Peter was going to catch the fish, on the way to catch the fish, I'm sure he felt like winning. It's part of God's plan, because there's a particular fish that Peter must catch. And if Peter got there too early, he may catch the wrong fish. If he got there too late, he may... So all the things and twists are all part of God's plan. So that, Peter, may you catch the right fish in the name of Jesus. Are you there? And when Peter got to the place, you see, for the fish to swallow a coin, somebody ought to drop a coin. That is a miracle. That also means somebody has to drop a coin. And then when you drop a coin into water, what happens? The coin falls down, goes down to the bottom. For a fish to open their mouth and swallow a coin, that is also a miracle. One miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle. May God do a series of miracles in your life to culminate to one big one. I see one big miracle coming to you. I see one big miracle coming to you. But when that miracle comes into your hands, several things have taken place. I see God, you see, behind the scenes, when you see actors on the stage, performing, behind the scenes, some things have been taking place. I see God working behind the scenes. As you are sitting here right now, God has instructed angels to work on your behalf. God has given angels assignment. Take charge. Go and organize this. Let this person come. Let this person not come. God is organizing behind the scene. So what you see as an end result is actually a series of miracles that has culminated into your miracle. One miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle equals to your miracle. I said equal to your miracle. The process for your blessing has begun. No, I didn't hear you. Somebody say amen. I said the process. When you see somebody eating corn, kenke, do you understand kenke? The kenke is a combination of several things. A farmer has to plant the corn. The corn has to be harvested. It has to take it up, pluck them, take the corn to the mill, mill the corn, leave it for a few days. Somebody has to cook it and all that. So what you see at the end result is a series of activities. I want to tell somebody here, series of miracles are taking place for your miracle. Behind the scenes, something is working. Behind the scenes, something is working. Where you cannot see, God is already at work. By the time you walk up and make the journey here, God has assigned angels. God has sent angels. I'm preaching. Are you ready to pray? I pray for you today that you see the end result of the series of miracles. I said one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle equals to your miracle. May nothing stop your miracle from coming to you in the name of Jesus. I tell you, for a coin to fall into water and the coin didn't go down, but a fish opened the mouth and swallowed it, is called a what? Because somebody was supposed to get that money. So if the money had fallen down, the fish cannot swallow it. And then listen, when the fish swallowed the coin, now can you imagine how many fishes are in the sea?
How many? There may be around the little spot. There may be about 10,000 fishes. So which of the fishes has the money in the mouth? So God has to push away every other fish. You go here. It's not you. It's not you. It's not you. It's not. It's this one. This one has the money. May God push away every obstruction in your life. And may you get the right fish in Jesus' name. That is also a miracle. And that is also a miracle. For the 10,000 fishes that were hanging around in that time, that Peter didn't have to catch seven fishes. He had, before he found about one particular fish. May God push away everything that will prevent you from getting your miracle in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Do you believe in miracles? One miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle equals to your... I said one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle equals to your miracle. May you receive your miracle. So actually, what you call a miracle is a series of miracles. What you call your miracle is actually a series of miracles. As you're sitting here, something has started. The process has begun. I said the process has begun. The process for your marriage. The process for your children. The process for your breakthrough. The process to sort out the situation. The process has already begun. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. We'll push away every fish. That is the wrong fish. Anybody you don't meet, you will not meet your person. You will only meet the right people this week and this month in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Anybody who will be a thorn in your flesh, you push it away. Amen. Who will obstruct you, push it away.
Amen.
Anybody who will be a hindrance, you push it away.
Amen.
May you catch only the right fish in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Indeed, indeed. Bishop Fabian, for a fish to swallow a coin, and then, you know, when you swallow something, it goes into your stomach, am I right? But this one, the money was in the mouth. And if there's money in your mouth, how can you also open your mouth and then catch another one that the hook will catch you? Because your mouth is full. How can you open your mouth and then catch an air and then swallow another thing? Hey. That one is also a miracle. One miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle equals to your miracle. May you receive your miracles. Series of things are taking place.
Jesus.
Series of things are taking place. This month of March, we are claiming our miracles.
Yes.
Series of miracles are taking place.
Yes.
Series of miracles are taking place.
Yes.
Something is happening on your backside that you cannot see.
Jesus.
You cannot see it, but God is already at work.
Amen.
I tell your neighbor, the process has begun. The process of your miracle has begun.
The process for your miracle.
No, tell him like you believe it. The process for your miracle has begun. Can you believe it?
Yes.
Can you believe it?
Yes.
God is saying, no, not this boy. No, not this boy. No, not this guy. God is pushing away every fish so the right one will come to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And when Peter got there, he got there exactly on time. Because he didn't try seven times.
I love it.
He didn't try 20 times. All the Bible tells Jesus said, go and throw in. The first fish you catch.
Hey.
The first fish you catch.
Jesus.
This month of March.
Ah.
The first step you take.
Yes.
You see God bless and God's grace on your life. Come on, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you here today?
Yes.
This month of March. As you pray and as you believe God, that car you sit in will not be an accident car. You will arrive safely.
Yes.
You will make the right move.
Jesus.
You will take the right step.
Amen.
Lift your hands and begin to worship the Lord. Come down all over me. Begin to talk to God right now. Talk to God and say, Lord, I'm believing for my miracle, series of miracles. The process has begun. Come on, begin to pray. Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Something is working already. Something is taking place already. Something is taking place already. Something is taking place. Something is taking place. Something is taking place. Come and pray. Pray this morning. Lift your voice and pray.
Say where you are. Say where you
are. Pray this morning. Pray this morning. Let the process begin. Let the process be completed. Let the process be completed.
Lift your voice and pray.
Lift your voice and pray. The process. Pray, lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Let it go. Rakabato Ragaboshi. Pray this morning. God will do it. God will do it. Yakabato kabata sata. Shiva baba 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 ndara boki bandariani. Yaba baba baba yendera baba baba. Rei baba kabandiri boshi. Jesus. Rakotaranda sikato. Zumranda fakan borla boshi. Hey! This morning, call upon God. Ray Bakom Bandiri Moka Bahana Zinaraba Bandara Boshikim Bahanaria Rababa Bandaraba Brandaraboki Bandarabo Ray Kabanda Kabata Zubaba Bandaria Ray Kabato Rokaba Bendiri Baba Ronda Rabo
Everybody for the Lord. Clap your hands loudly, loudly for the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen to me. This month of March, your fish will swim to you.
Professor.
I said your fish will swim to you.
Amen.
I see, you see, as Peter was at the, when he got to the place and held the line and threw it in.
Ah.
Maybe the fish was about 1 mile away, but the fish began to swim,
Jesus,
dodging every obstacle.
Hey.
May miracle dodge every obstacle and
prophesy
to you,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That particular fish is the fish you will catch.
Amen.
I say, listen, one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle equals to your miracle. Tell your neighbor, one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus another miracle equals
to your miracle.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
So there's nothing like God has done only one miracle.
Jesus.
What you call one miracle is actually five miracles together. Am I talking to anybody here?
Yes.
What you call one miracle is actually five miracles working together.
Jesus.
Are you there?
Yes.
Even some of the things that you think were not good, it's actually God working a miracle.
Amen.
Several years ago, in 1982, when I was in university first year, I was going to see somebody that I had an appointment with in one hall of residence. On my way, we agreed to meet at 8 p.m. When I got there at 8 p.m., his door was locked. And I was very angry because from my hall of residence to his hall was very far. I walked all the way. He wasn't there. I hung around for 30 minutes. He didn't come. So is it possible that God made him not be there? No, we agreed to be there. And then God made me to hang out for 30. On my way back, as I was walking down, that is the first time I saw Bishop Dag, his name is Brother Dag.
Wow.
And when I saw him, I saw somebody walking, I knew from that day we became friends. So actually, God organized that the person will not be there.
Hey.
God organized that I will hang around.
Hey.
God organized that I will stay there for, and then I'll meet him at the right time.
Yes.
So actually, if I had met the friend I was going to visit, there's no way I could have met Bishop at the time. So what I saw as an obstacle was God working out something in my life.
Jesus.
I see God working out a miracle
and
working out a blessing in your life.
Amen.
One miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus another miracle equals
your miracle.
Your miracle will happen by all means. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
What has even brought tears into your eyes is part of God's miracle process.
Amen.
I know you didn't hear what I said. What has made you cry is actually God working out a certain miracle into your life.
Jesus.
Once again, tell your neighbor, one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus another miracle equals to your miracle. Give the Lord a shout.
Yay!
I said, give the Lord a shout.
Yay!
I told you,
Jesus,
the process has
begun.
Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and tell him or her, the process for your miracle has begun. The process of a miracle has begun. Something has started already. As I said, something has started already.
Yes,
that you see on the roadside. Some farmer has to plant the corn. Somebody has to go and grind the corn. Somebody has to keep the corn a while before they will cook it.
Yes.
Something has already taken place.
Yes.
Are you there?
Mm.
I said, are you there?
Yes.
I said, are you there?
Yes.
This said to Peter, the first fish you catch this month, the first decision you take,
Jesus,
you see God ordering your steps around.
Yes.
You will never make a wrong move.
Yes.
You will never take a wrong decision.
Amen.
You will not sit in the wrong car.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you will not make a wrong investment.
Amen.
The first fish you catch.
Jesus.
The first fish you catch.
Jesus.
And I don't know how far the fish is.
Mm.
But I'm telling somebody here.
Wow.
The fish will smell you around.
Amen.
And your fish will begin to swim.
Amen.
Somebody do my fish. Let my fish swim. Say, let my fish swim. You see how the fish swim? They go and they will camp and they will go. Because the fish is coming to you in particular. It is coming to you in particular. Are you there?
Yes.
I said, are you there?
Yes.
I'm telling everybody here. As you walk towards God's, obey God's way.
Professor.
God is also commanding a blessing towards
yes.
you. God, Peter, you go
And as you go, the rest is in the hands of God.
Jesus.
As you pray, the rest is in the hands of God.
Amen.
I want you to clap your hands and pray, say, Lord, let my feet swim to me. Let my miracle come to me. Let my answer come. Lift your voice and clap your hands and pray. Pray now. Koro Shabbati. Rambako Takaba. Zambati Ribo Kapali Boshi. Yakababa. Yandarababa. Mayandarababa. Shikibahata. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Pray this morning. Pray this morning. God will do it. God will do it. God will do it. God will do it. What a miracle. We thought all things are possible. Clap your hands and pray. Pray this morning. Yes. 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 He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. Clap your hands and pray. Pray to God. God is commanding. God is commanding. God is commanding. God is commanding. God is commanding.
It will happen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you believe God hears prayer? I didn't see your hand up quickly. How many of you believe God hears prayer? I'm telling everybody here. Everybody here.
Jesus.
That before you got up to come here, the process for your answer has begun.
Yes.
Did you say amen to that?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor again, the process has begun. Now ask him, the process for what? Ask him, the process for what? Tell him, the process for your miracle. The process for your miracle. May you receive that miracle in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
What the song that you're singing? What can no be? Is that the song you're singing? Yes, sing it again.
What can no be?
Hallelujah.
Here are three. What can no be? Here are three. What can
sing to your neighbor. Come on.
What can I happen more?
Yes.
Here I be. What can I happen more? Here I be. A cancer. Oh, bless you, I am. Oh, bless you, I am. I'm a yes, you are.
Clap your hands for the Lord if you believe it. If you believe it, clap your hands for the Lord. Your children shall be a blessing.
Yes.
Your life shall be a blessing.
Yes.
Your ministry shall be a blessing.
Amen.
Your home shall be a blessing.
Jesus.
Your marriage shall be a blessing.
Prophesy.
Did you say amen?
Amen.
Are you still here?
you will be a blessing.
Amen.
You will be blessed until you become a blessing.
Amen.
I say you will be blessed until you become a blessing.
Amen.
Somebody say, I receive it.
I receive it.
You will not be a beggar the rest of your life.
Jesus.
You will not be going from office to office begging people.
Yes.
People will rather be looking for you. I said they'll be looking for you.
Yes.
May you be blessed until you become a
blessing.
Are you there?
Yes.
Your life is changing.
Amen.
Your story is changing.
Amen.
Lift your right hand and say, my story is changing.
My story is changing.
Say, my story is changing.
My story is changing.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
There's somebody I know, she applied for a job. And she didn't get a job. At a point, she was getting discouraged. We agreed and we prayed. Within a short time, 4 companies were chasing her. May people chase you because you are a blessing.
I receive it.
I said they will chase you because you are a blessing.
Yes.
Another brother, he got a call from America. He got a call from Ghana here. Somebody said that I was looking for somebody to come and work in my office. And I got a call from America that you are here. So the person gave me your number. Can you imagine? The man got a call from America that the work he wants somebody to do, I know somebody here at Kasua who can do that work.
May God
you divine connections to promote you. Somebody said divine connections.
Divine connections.
Come on, shout divine connections.
Divine connections.
For with God all things are possible.
Yes.
That fish, that swam to Peter, your fish will swim to you.
Amen.
You will catch the fish.
Jesus.
I said you will catch the fish.
Amen.
You open his mouth.
Yes.
And the fish will become a blessing to you.
Prophesy.
Some of you, the fish that you have is rather a burden. You know, when the fish is smelling, you know, thank God for our mothers and our grandmothers. Fishes don't go bad. When it's trying to go bad, they use it for more money. Because every fish is useful. That business will never go bad.
Amen.
Because you're supposed to open the mouth and be blessed by that fish. But rather the fish is becoming a problem. Somebody was happy when you're getting married. But the marriage is becoming a problem. May God turn the life around in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody's business was supposed to be a blessing.
Amen.
Because the money was in the mouth of the fish. How can the fish become a problem? How can that ministry, that job become a problem? May God turn life round and your business round to become a blessing.
Amen.
Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Are you here today?
Yes.
Let me read one more passage to you and then we'll be praying for some people here and we'll be closing. Tell your neighbor, God is working for you. One miracle. Tell him one miracle. Plus one miracle. Plus one miracle. Plus another miracle. Equals to your miracle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To another person. One miracle.
Plus one miracle.
Plus one miracle.
Plus another miracle.
Equals to your miracle.
May
your miracle come to pass.
Amen.
Shout yeah.
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 You see, as we are praying, I see organization.
Professor.
I see God is instructing people.
Jesus.
Are you there?
Yes.
God is saying, angel, you go and buy the cassava. You go and buy the okra.
You
go and buy the fish.
Ah.
I'm cooking a meal for my children.
Hey, a wonderful meal.
Some of you men, you don't know. When you go home and you see the fufu and the light soup, you think it appeared from the sky. But it has been organization taking place.
Yes.
Somebody has gone to the market. Somebody has gone to the beach to go and buy fish.
Yes.
The fish has to be cleaned. The onion has to be sliced. The tomato has been blended. They have to make some hot water. They have to order some salt. Before the food appeared. In the same, in the realm of the spirit, God is sending angels to work and work.
Yay!
The process has begun.
Yes.
The process has begun.
Yes.
The process has begun.
Jesus.
The process has begun.
Jesus.
This month of March, you will embrace the answer.
Amen.
You will embrace the miracle.
Amen.
You will embrace the solution.
Amen.
You will embrace your miracle.
Amen.
Are you there? Some time ago, I went home I was hungry. I told my wife, I'm very hungry. My wife said, wait a few minutes. I said, I can't wait. I went to eat some bread that was old. The bread was very old. But I went to eat it like that. And then I ate the bread and drank some Coca-Cola or something. Meanwhile, my wife was cooking. And I could smell. I see somebody smelling some good food that God is cooking for you. Are you still there? When my wife finally brought the food, I regretted eating that old bread. Some of you need patience. Yes. Because the bread you are eating is not a real meal. The food is already on fire. Boiling for you.
Yes.
Boiling for you.
Yes.
Boiling for you.
Yes.
Boiling for you.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Jesus.
When I saw the food my wife brought, I look at the stew. I look at the sauces that have come there. I said, my, why did I fill my stomach with rubbish? Why did I fill my stomach with old bread? From today, I declare to you, you will wait for your miracle.
Prophesy.
May your miracle come at the right time.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
There's a lady here. That foolish boy you are following is not the right guy. I'm talking to a lady here. That Prophesy. Foolish boy, he's not the right guy.
Yes.
Leave him.
Yes.
The right man is on his way.
Amen.
That lady's husband is not supposed to be your boyfriend.
Amen.
Leave that guy. Your
amen.
Real miracle is on the way.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
You lost a job, but a better job is coming.
Jesus.
A higher job is coming.
Yes.
A more convenient job is coming.
Yes.
Receive your miracle in the name of Jesus.
It.
I'm talking to somebody here.
Talk to me.
Let me read this passage and then we'll pray. I feel the presence of how many. See, look, I see angels all around. I tell you. Giddy, 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 giddy. Someone said, giddy, giddy, giddy. What does giddy, giddy mean? It means that okay, a lot of things are taking place. Because of one small food you are going to eat,
hey.
17 angels have been sent.
Hey.
You go and do this.
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 Hey.
You go and do this. And organize a sumptuous meal for my son. May you receive your blessing.
Receive it.
Because of you. Somebody will have a particular dream.
Amen.
Because of you, something will happen in some. You see, God is organizing some.
Hey.
Are you still here?
Yes.
Because of your marriage. Because of your children. Because of your business.
Jesus.
Because of your ministry.
Yes.
Angels, they're giddy giddy in heaven.
Yes.
They're giddy giddy in heaven.
Yes.
Angels are moving here.
Jesus.
In case you don't believe it,
I believe
look at Daniel chapter 10. And then we'll be praying and closing soon. Daniel chapter 10. Somebody say giddy giddy. Now here, say giddy 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 giddy. Say like you believe it. It's all a miracle word. Say giddy 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 giddy.
Giddy 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 giddy.
Yeah. It's happening.
Ah.
It's happening.
Ah.
Commotion around. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daniel chapter 10. Now look at it. It said, verse 11, and the angel said to him, to me, to Daniel, oh Daniel, my greatly beloved. Oh Daniel, my what? Ask your neighbor, what is your name? Ask your neighbor's name. Ask, what's the name? Tell him, oh Richard, God's greatly beloved. No, say to mention a person's name and say, oh whatever, God's greatly beloved. Hallelujah. Oh, Bishop Fabian, God greatly beloved. Oh, Bishop Nee, God greatly beloved. May you be God greatly beloved in the name of Jesus. Hey. Hallelujah. But I like the Message Bible.
I love it.
The Message Bible says, Daniel, he said, man of quality. You are a woman of quality.
Amen.
You are a man of quality.
Yes.
You are a woman of quality.
Amen.
You are stronger than you think. You are more anointed than you think.
Amen.
The grace of God is in your life.
Amen.
You are a man of quality.
Yes.
Say, I'm not cheap.
Say, I'm not cheap.
I am not cheap.
Nobody can push me around.
Nobody can
say
push
like
me
you believe
around.
Me. Nobody can push me around.
Nobody can push me around.
Say, I am a woman of quality.
I am a man.
I'm a man of quality.
I am a man of quality.
If you are not saying it, then you are not. Say, I am not cheap.
I am not cheap.
I'm a person of quality.
I am a person of quality.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now it says, man of quality, listen carefully to my message. And get up on your feet. Get up on your feet. You will not be lying down and crying. I see somebody getting up and running around.
Amen.
I see the grace of God on your life.
Professor.
I see the power of God in your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get up on your feet. Stand attention. I have been sent to bring you news. God is sending this month of March. God is sending angels to somebody here.
Amen.
If you are the one, lift your hand and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
I told you there's giddy giddy in heaven. Giddy giddy. Giddy giddy giddy.
Giddy giddy.
Giddy giddy in heaven.
Giddy giddy giddy.
Hallelujah. He said, I've been sent to bring you news. When he had said this, I stood up, but I was still shaking. Somebody, even when you are praying, you are still shaking. You are disturbed. You are worried about something. But look at verse 12. He said, relax, Daniel. Push it over and say, relax, Ajua. Push it. Relax, relax, relax,
relax.
Tell him, relax. Tell your neighbor, relax, 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 Maggie. Relax, Mensa. Relax, Akosia. Relax. Relax. Take it easy. Push him and say, take it easy, take it easy. How many of you believe what I'm saying today? This month, you're going to take it easy.
Yes.
This month of March, you're going to take it easy.
I receive it.
This month, you relax.
Professor.
In the hands of Almighty God.
Yes.
Shout amen.
Amen.
I said, shout amen.
Amen.
Some of you have been having sleepless nights. We are going to pray for you that from now you relax. Some things have been causing you to be sleepless. But this morning, from this morning, you'll be a real. When you sleep, you will sleep. I said, when you sleep, do you believe it?
Yes.
He said, relax, Daniel. He continued, don't be afraid. Once again, push him and say, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. She push him until he falls down. Said, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Look at it. From the moment you decided to humble yourself to receive understanding, your prayer was heard.
Amen.
From the moment you woke up from your bed, from the moment you woke up from your bed,
Jesus,
your prayer was heard.
Yes.
I said your prayer was heard.
Yes.
God has heard your prayer.
Amen.
I said God has heard your prayer.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I feel very happy this morning.
Yes.
For a moment you humble yourself to receive understanding, your prayer was heard. And I set out to come. You see, that's why I said there's what? Giddy, 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 giddy. When you got up, you're sleeping. And you look at the watch. 4:30. Let me get up. And you went and as you are brushing your teeth, God knows that you are coming to pray. So that giddy, giddy started. Giddy, giddy started. Giddy, giddy started in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something is taking place in the realm of the spirit.
Yes.
I said something is taking place in the realm of the spirit.
Yes.
Let's finish this and pray. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you there?
Yes.
Look at it. And he said, thank you, Lord. He said, I was set out to come to you. But, somebody say but. Shout but. Mm-hmm. Look at what happened. But I was waylaid by the angel prince of the kingdom of Persia. Waylaid like an armed robber waiting for you in a corner. Somebody to obstruct you. But we curse every armed robbery in our nation and against your life.
Amen.
And against your destiny. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your life shall be preserved.
Yes.
Lift your head and say, my life shall be preserved.
Life shall be
say, my life shall be preserved.
My life shall be preserved.
Said, but I was waylaid by the angel prince of the kingdom of Persia and was delayed for a good 3 weeks. What a shock.
What a shock.
But that's not the end of the story. I said, that is not the end of the story.
Amen.
But then Michael, one of the chief angel princes,
ah,
may God send a bigger angel to come and fight
Amen.
For you. I said, God is sending a higher level of anointing into your life.
Amen.
One of the chief angel princes intervened to help. I left him there with the prince of the kingdom of Persia. And now I'm here to help you understand. Come on, shout amen. Shout amen.
Amen.
Give me my phone. And three of you come to me. Three of you come. Come. Listen. So you are Daniel. Come up. You are Daniel. Now stop praying. Go down, stop praying. And then come. You are just stay there. Stay at the corner there. Now, this man is... No, I need somebody who's a little smaller. Somebody else. Hey, come. You come. Uh-huh. Very good. So, this man... Come behind me. Now, you come. You are the king of Persia. This guy is praying for a miracle. And this is the angel. Take the... So, you are the saint to go and give the angel... answer to this one. Oh no, you let this man come. Let this man rather come. No, the smaller one, the one in the white shirt. Yes, come quickly. Come. Okay. Just be on the side. So this man, this is the answer. Somebody's answer is coming to you. So this man had the answer. You have been sent by the king of Persia. It's an example. That is the opposition standing in the way. Somebody is being opposed. So this guy is coming. Now hold him. Prevent him. Don't allow him to pass by. Hold him. Just stay. Don't go. Just hold him. Hold him. Now, God sent a chief angel, a big angel.
Hey!
You see this big angel?
Hey!
Go and take over the fight.
Hey!
Go and hold this man aside. Go and sort him out. Hold him. Now, as he's fighting, you run and go and give the answer.
Hey!
You run and go and give the
hey!
Answer. Now, when you go and give the answer, then go back to the fight.
Yeah!
Somebody shout, yeah!
Yeah!
I declare to you,
yes,
God is sending a higher anointing into your problem. That problem, somebody is coming to fight.
Yes.
Is coming to fight.
Yes.
No more delay.
Yes.
Somebody shout, no more delay.
No more delay.
Shout, no more delay.
No more delay.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
I want you to clap your hands and pray and say, Lord, send angels. Send angels into the fight. Carol Shabakotafi. Anything that has caused delay, I stop it. Rando Shakibahatu. Sam Rando Karande. Listen, if you're standing here and you sense in your heart that something that must come for to you is delayed, come to me. I want us to pray for you. I want to ask the bishops to join me, and we are going to pray for you that no more delay, whether it's your marriage, your child, a certain breakthrough you are believing God for in a particular area. I want us to bind the devil and the king of Persia and stop him. And stop him. And stop him. Lift your two hands to the Lord. I don't know what it is, but no more delay. As we pray for you today, as we lay hands on you today, God is releasing a blessing.
Oh yeah. Yes, Ubesi. So
everybody lift your hands in front of you. Today, no more delay.
delay. No more delay. As you pray for you, Lord, Jesus, thank you for your power. No more delay. In the name of Jesus,
receive it now.
Receive the help of God. Receive the help of God. Let it happen. Let it happen. Let it happen. Let it come to pass.
Receive his touch. Receive his intervention.
His power is here. As you're praying for you, something new is taking place. Something new is taking place.
God is doing it.
God is doing it. God is doing
it.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I sent the Spirit of God saying, no more delay. No more delay. No more delay. What has taken such a long time? In the month of March, you will see it fulfilled in the name of Jesus. You will see, because God is sending a higher angel. God is sending a what? To come and engage in the fight. Lift your right hand and declare, from today, this month of March, I declare, there shall be no delay. Say it, I declare, this month of March, I'm receiving my miracle. This month of March is my month of testimonies. For with God, all things are possible. I declare, this month of March, my answer will come. No more delay. Shout it out one more time. One more time.
No more delay.
We are shouting five times. Number three.
No more delay.
Now listen, after the fifth one, you will jump, you will shout, and it's a sign that it's happening. Number four.
No more delay.
Ask your neighbor, are you ready for the last one? Are you ready for the last one? Now listen, what I instruct you to do, as you do it, you will see God manifest mightily in your life. Number five.
No, no more delay.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Yeah.
I see a mother jumping with a baby in her hand. I see somebody driving a new car like spinning in the street. I see somebody going for holidays in America and camp. I see somebody sitting in a brand new office. Receive it in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
It will happen. It will happen. I see a tenant becoming a landlord. As I see a tenant becoming a landlord, somebody owes you. I see the person running to pay the debt. Running to pay the debt. There's a contract that might be signed. It has taken some months and some years. But I see the chief executive signing. I see the boss signing. I see them signing. Signing, signing. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Somebody's about to open a new shop. You're about to open a new shop. Bishop Niagedu, I see many weddings, one after the other. One after the other. One after the other. One after the other. Receive it in Jesus' name. Oh, a lady told me the other time, I was in Kenya. Now, as I ministered and as I prayed with him, the lady was due for surgery because something, one tooth was removed and she swallowed the tooth and the tooth was not coming out. No, actually what happened is that it's very strange that the tooth went and went up into the nasal canal. So the thing was that she couldn't breathe well and she struggled with it. As we jumped and shouted, the tooth just came out.
Hey.
I see a miracle happening in somebody's life right now.
Yeah.
Receive your miracle. Receive your healing. Receive your answer.
Yeah.
Receive your breakthrough.
Yeah.
Receive your testimony.
I receive it. I receive it.
I receive it. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Take out your offering, everybody. Without sitting, take your offering now.
This has been the Encouraging Word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. For this and other messages by Bishop E.A.T. Saki, visit the Vision Bookshop at the Kodesh, Lighthouse Chapel International, North Kanishi. You can also call 0274-158-250 or 0274-158-328. Or send an email to Bishop E.A.T. Saki at gmail.com. Keep serving the Lord.